So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Episode 81
of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross,
your boy Rob,
and Goose.
Why do we call you Goose again?
Huh? It's a long story.
Long story. Yeah, we haven't got time for that. We ain't got no time for that. It's the holidays, gentlemen. The holidays.
Ooh. What's on your guys' Christmas list?
Dude, I was literally going to ask that question.
Low key?
Some new G-strings?
Nah. I have an Amazon wish list.
That's always a move.
Okay.
What's like your number one?
I put a MacBook Mini on there. Sheesh. Or a Mac, sorry, not a MacBook. Mac Mini on there.
Mac Mini?
Yeah.
So like a fab top kind of a vibe?
No, it's like a desktop.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little square Mac. Yeah. It's just that, basically.
That's sick. What is the purpose of this? Just to have another computer for browsing?
Yeah, I don't want to use my phone all the time.
Smart.
Like, I'd like to have like something dedicated to like daily stuff rather than just thumbing on my phone.
Some things are definitely better on computer.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah, like
if you're really trying to get like work done, trying to do it on a phone fucking does so. Like multitasking on a phone, you ever have to like go back and forth between email and text and spreadsheet? I'm sure you know, like,
and you accidentally close out a page, fuck, and then
shit, it sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, having like two screens is game changer.
Like Maria has a MacBook, but I don't want to have to use her laptop all the time.
Yeah,
because that's what I would use for uploads, and then now I just use my phone.
You can do it on your phone. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. But it just takes up a lot of space downloading each and every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need three items. We need three items on the Christmas list for every one of us. What's number two on your list?
Dang. I didn't do any prep.
You can think of three things that you want.
I put a red dot on there for my gun.
Dang.
Okay. That's kind of sick.
A Bitcoin?
A whole Bitcoin?
Yeah, I wish.
One Bitcoin, please.
I'll take just one.
Just one. Don't worry about it.
One measly little Bitcoin.
What else did I put on my list?
I bet you could probably buy that on Amazon soon.
A Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Just Bezos hooks it up. A Bezos coin. Maybe they'll have their own coin.
Their own currency? I forgot what else I did. I think I put like a tool for like my gun also.
Nice. So okay, so you got the tool for the gun, the red dot, and the MacBook Mini. That's a pretty solid list.
That's
a solid list. I like your list a lot. You got a little electronics and then a couple things for your hobby. I fuck with that heavy. I don't know if these are items that I truly want to get this year. It's more of like a wish list or things that I've been eyeballing and just haven't pulled the trigger on. For me, I think that, okay, there's one thing I actually do want. The first thing would be, I've been eyeballing this cologne that I really want. It's a Tom Ford fragrance.
Sheesh. Which one is it?
Like
cherry something?
No, it's fuck, I forget how to pronounce it. It's called like oud wood. It's like EUD and then wood or something like that. But that fragrance is super fire. I've been wanting like a really high end cologne, just like something that's very versatile that I can wear in the summer, can wear in the winter, or something that I enjoy the fragrance of, and that fragrance is so fire.
Oud wood.
Oud wood.
Wow. It's a little pricey.
Yeah. It's, you know, designer cologne. So, yeah.
That's so expensive.
Yeah.
It's 4:45.
Well, I think that's if you get like the biggest one. Like, I don't know if I'd get the biggest one, but maybe just like a medium or small sized one. Maybe.
Okay, so that's for the medium. The 3-point. Okay, hold on.
What's yeah. What's the travel size?
The smallest size, so 1 ounce, is $1.95.
Like $1.95?
Times 100.
Damn.
Nice.
That would be, I think that would probably be at the tippity top of the list.
You've smelled it before, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes, yeah. I did. I almost bought it. I was in an airport terminal because I've been wanting to get a fragrance, and we were like, I forgot what flight it was. It's for one of our international flights, and we stopped by and I was checking out all the different fragrances. I thought I was going to like this other one that was like more manly, but it was like a little too much. But that particular fragrance is very, very versatile is how I would describe it. That's at the tippity top. I think my number two would be, I've been looking at these for a while now, but I've been really, really, really wanting a pair of, I guess they would be like rain pants or something that they're like warm bottoms on the inside, but then they like block wind, or like wind will just easily like go off of them. And like, if there's like a little bit of waterproofness to them,
or is this like for golf or snowboarding?
I mainly for like golf, because you can kind of get away with it for like hike, like outdoor hikes or something like that. But yeah, I would primarily be wearing them for golf, but I honestly, because I don't even have any sort of like, I don't know, I guess it's maybe like a nylon material or something that can just like shed water away so that your pants don't get soaked. All of my shit is fucking just cotton. I'm just a giant sponge out there from the waist down. I have like a nice, or I wouldn't call it nice, but I have a North Face jacket that I really like. And I was like, damn, like it would actually be so nice if I had some sort of like I said, for days that it's like windy and or days where it's like sprinkling, like a pair of bottoms that could do well in the elements. I've been eyeballing something like that. And then beyond that, this third item, I would call it like a wish list. I don't think I'm going to purchase it just because it's actually totally unnecessary. And that would be a lab putter. I would love a lab putter.
Sheesh.
Dude. Ah, oh, man. I want that DF3 because then it picks up the ball for you. That's the one thing I miss in my old putter. I could pick up the ball. But now it's like I have to be bending down all the time and shit.
DF3.
Yeah.
Directed force. What is this? Is that the smaller version of the Big Daddy? Okay.
Man, fuck if I know. It's just like the alien head looking one.
But this is like the smaller version of the big alien head, which is the DF1, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is the Big Daddy.
Yeah. That one, I don't think I would ask for and or purchase myself just because it's like, I already have a putter, and I literally just got one, like, was it a year ago or 2 years ago?
That's ancient history.
But, man, like, I would love a DF3. Love a DF3.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't have anything on my list.
You don't got nothing on your list? Mom, can you just give me the battle pass?
No, I don't have anything.
All of a sudden, this guy's going to be in the lobbies wearing a shark head with flames coming out of it. All of his guns got animations. Mm-hmm. Every time he kills somebody, they blow up into spray paint cans or
whatever. That shit's so annoying.
It's actually so annoying. You know what triggers me is that it, like, I feel like it messes up the respawn time because you have to watch the animation That's actually so triggering.
I died. I'm just spamming square to like respawn me.
It's distracting.
Just so I can go die again. Because yeah, we were playing a game the other night, and I kept getting shit on by this guy. And then he's in the final, like, the best kill, being a complete, like, airhead, just, like, looking at the wall. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden, you turn on your cheats, and you're fucking Chris Kyle one-tapping everyone.
What's a gold gun count looking at right now? I don't remember mine. Just so many.
Dude, no, I'm just kidding. I have 3 gold guns. That's it.
You gotta get on the grind.
I know. I can't because there's actually so many weapons.
I'm at 15.
Damn. 15. Yeah. How many ARs do you have for both of you? I would ask that question.
I have all except the goblin.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I have 6, so I'm 2 away. I need the goblin and the Krig.
Okay.
Yeah. Subs? I just need the jackal and the compact.
Okay.
But I have both the shotguns.
I'm surprised that you're not like, you don't want to grind the goblin.
Not dying to right now.
Just because like, I feel like I'd be really excited to do that because it's the last one, then you can work on diamond for all of them.
Well, he can do diamond shotguns right now and he's not doing it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about those.
Just 1 LMG and no snipers. Got to get my game up.
Yeah, I got 2 LMGs and 1 sniper.
The first sniper?
Yeah.
That makes solid sense.
I'm like a quarter of the way there with the SVD, the other sniper.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys done any of the marksman rifles?
No. I had 0 marksman rifles. That'd be your DM10 or the Tarks.
No, I don't have any of those gold. I've made a lot of progress on them.
Oh, that's good.
But I don't think I have any gold.
Is it AEK?
I might have that gold.
That's a marksman rifle.
Yeah, it's solid. The 3 round burst AK looking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. SWAT, the Sarkov, and the DM10. I'm working on them.
I haven't touched them at all.
Yeah, man. Those are a grind because it's like, it's not a type of gun where you can just get like a lot of frags with and get a lot of headshots with. Same with the LMGs. I feel the same way. The one redeeming quality about the sniper is that it is significantly easier to get headshots with a sniper.
Way easier.
So that's the one thing I would say about that. I mean, because I don't even snipe that much, and I'm pretty close to Red Tiger on the first one.
Yeah. It comes pretty naturally.
I mean, yeah, you don't get them as fast. Like, it's more strategic time sitting and waiting.
I just snipe on Gala. That's it.
Yeah.
Gala's a good map to do it. Gala, Warhead.
Warhead's okay. Because people are sprinting too much in that one, but in Gala, it's like you get people kind of just like spaced out a little bit.
The problem with the marksman is you can't rush, really.
Mm. No.
You're asking to die. If you're running in,
no,
pulling out the 3-round burst, if your first burst doesn't get him, you're probably going to die. Like, statistically speaking.
Yeah.
You run up to some dude with like an MP5 in his face, you better get the first shot off and it better be in his upper chest or head, because otherwise you're going to die.
You better hope that somebody tagged him once, because you already know you're doing 95% of the damage.
Yeah, right. You fucking stinned right before. Yeah, it totally limits your game. Same thing with LMGs. You're so slow. And I feel like the sprint to fire is really slow on an LMG.
That's why you have to like use the different grips.
Yeah, I maxed sprint to fire, but it's still not fast.
Do we need to watch a YouTube video how to like effectively do this? Like, is there a game mode that you do for like headshots that are, it's like where it's easier with like the marksman rifle specifically?
Yeah, it's hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But then you run the risk of team killing. And then if you do it too much, you do ricochet damage to where if you shoot your teammate, you'll die from it.
Oh, shit.
I've never really been a hardcore player.
I did it a little bit last Call of Duty. Just I'd run with a pistol and it's like a one shot.
That's when it's good.
Just to like mess around, like just for shits and giggles. But I never like played like this is it.
Me either.
I played some ranked the other day.
Oh shit. How'd that go?
It's fine.
I've just heard it's like just cheater central.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I think the one or two games I played was fine. It wasn't that bad.
That's good.
And like, they give you all the guns with all the attachments.
Oh, nice.
So it's not like you have to like build up. Yeah, like they take away certain attachments you can't use. Like you can't use a silencer. You can't use like certain
really
attachments. Yeah, but they'll give you all the guns and attachments. Like here you go.
Honestly, build I feel your like class. In regular gameplay, I pretty much always use a suppressor. Honestly,
I don't.
Do you really?
Almost always, yeah.
Hmm.
I understand it in certain game modes.
I pretty much always use it.
So, yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty split with the silencer because I notice that if people aren't paying attention, like it's easier to get multi-kills, but also I feel like with the maps that we typically play and how congested they are, I feel like you die so fast that it almost never makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're playing Stakeout, it's not a huge difference. But there, I like it because the only downside is the opportunity cost of missing out on the other muzzle devices.
Yeah.
Because you don't even lose range with the suppressor.
It's true.
First off, I like that there's no muzzle flash. You know, mm-hmm. like the firing in your red dot. I like that it's just super clean and I can see through it. But even if you're playing like Gala, like at least you don't appear on the minimap. It's not the most hectic map.
Yeah.
Stakeout or like Pit, you don't need it for sure.
No.
You can just run Akimbo SOG, no silence. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to matter. But I pretty much always run a suppressor.
Yeah.
Pretty much always.
I usually do a compensator once I get it unlocked.
So, damn, man, it's tough, though, because most of the guns you need a sight. So it's like, that's just two out of your five, and you're just like, oh, man.
Gunfighter, baby.
If you have, like, a shit gun, then, oh, man, that is tough. Even with, like, the Tonto, you run the suppressor?
I haven't run the Tonto in a long time. I usually run gunfighter, but if not, it's usually going to be like extended mag on everything, basically. Like the first extended mag.
Yeah.
It's like a must.
Yeah.
I don't use flip mags. I don't use quick. I use extended one, extended two, and extended three once I unlock that.
I use extended one. That's like bare minimum. That's what it should have.
To start with.
Yeah. That's an obvious. Yeah.
What is it? What gun was it? Was it the Krig?
Well, the Asvel starts with 20 rounds.
Asvel's 20 rounds. And the extended's, I think, what, 40? And then he goes 45 for extended three.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is bolt. Like, what? Five extra rounds?
And it has a fast fire rate. So it's like, makes it even worse.
Yeah. The mag situation is, it's just, I mean, from a statistical standpoint, you die almost, what, 60% of the time before you even have a chance to reload once? Maybe half. So it's like, the point of, like, doing anything that makes your ammo capacity smaller, or just you might as well just have a large clip and then whatever, if you have to reload once, it's like, that's it.
It's just the only way to get like multi-kills, though. And when you're playing like Stakeout, the only way you're gonna tag like five people in a row with an SMG is gonna have to be extended mags.
Yeah.
Oh, you notice a lot of the guns too are like get multiple kills without reloading.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to run a bigger,
yeah, that's fine, just toss on a 60 rounder or whatever and just remind myself to not reload. It's a bad habit.
Facts.
Yeah, I pretty much run extended mag one on everything. Commando grip, vertical foregrip, or ranger foregrip. It depends.
Don't use a marksman?
A sight.
Marksman foregrip?
No. Sight, and then maybe like a muzzle device, like a suppressor.
Do we need to have a debate about the grips with the SMGs? Because there's this, what is it, the CBG or CGB? Mm-hmm. Which is,
it's probably CQB, close quarter CQB. Combat or something.
There's CQB, and then there's, man, I'm drawing a blank on the other one. Is it Assassin's Grip or Assault Grip?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I don't. I thought that the CQB would be the best one because it's dive to fire, slide to fire, and sprint to fire.
If quickness. You're running around, that's the one for sure. If you're a movement demon, that's what
you're on. But the other one is slide to fire, dive to fire, and aim down sight.
If you're a drop shotter, that would be the one.
But the aim down sight is the big one.
I like sprint to fire.
For those,
because then I can at least start hip firing.
For those, if you're gonna just hip fire, don't run a stock.
But this is specifically for SMGs, specifically. Yeah.
So SMGs don't run a stock.
That, I mean, I guess that makes sense for hip firing, but still, I mean, even with the SMGs, I mean, if you're not L1ing that thing, like, I don't know.
No, the hip fire in this game is terrible.
It's awful.
It's terrible. I lose so many gunfights up close.
Yeah.
I'm like hitting them in the body and I'm just whiffing, basically. It sucks. Unless shotguns are totally usable.
There was a gun where you had to hip fire. It's the SMGs, right?
Probably.
You have to do hip fires?
Just put the laser on it.
Yeah, but if you don't run a laser, you're just like...
We'll put it on for 30 kills. And then yeah, the hip fire.
They're all over the place. You know, that's what it was with the KSV. That's right. That's what I had to do. Do some hip fires. Shit sucked.
Trivia?
Hit it.
Yep.
Trivia. Okay. Your trivia question today is, I guess it is kind of a pop culture question. I wanted to ask this particular question. You can't look at my notes. You can't look at my notes. Okay. So, you guys have an objective today, and it's to get 6 out of these 10 top TV series. So, according to IMDb, there's 10 of the most popular shows based on the amount of ratings they've received.
Oh, just the number of ratings?
Precisely.
So, not the ranking of the ratings.
Do we get a time frame of like what years we have to cover?
Well,
just all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's technically all time, but it's basically pretty close to like the most popular, because it's like a people that took time to rate it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's 10 of them, the top 10, and your objective is to name 6 of the top 10.
You ready?
Seems easy. Yeah.
It does seem easy.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go start it off. Modern Family.
No.
You guys are gonna have to agree on 10 guesses, all right, essentially.
Alright, Big Bang Theory.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking like Sopranos. Okay, The Office.
Okay.
Game of Thrones, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Super popular. Friends. I always think of Friends when I think of like Seinfeld.
Would Family Guy fall into that?
If anything, it would be The Simpsons, probably. But how many do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mine out of 10?
Well, these are just 7 of your 10 guesses.
We should dump 10. We should give them 10 answers.
Okay.
Right? You said Modern Family? Are we leaving that?
Modern Family is on your list.
Okay.
We're taking that one.
Breaking Bad, did I say that one?
No, you didn't.
Doing Breaking Bad.
That's a good one.
You guys got 8.
The Walking Dead, maybe? It was super popular.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was good, but...
I was like, well, Lost? Wasn't Lost super huge back in the day?
Yeah, we'll do Lost. That should be 10, right?
I think you guys have 10. Let me just double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You guys have 10 guesses. So,
do we have at least 6 of the correct answers?
So I'm just going to run down from IMDb at the top of the list. Game of Thrones, you guys got. Breaking Bad, you guys got. Number 3 on the list, Stranger Things.
Ugh.
So you guys didn't get Stranger Things. I mean, it's okay. Friends is on this list. So you guys got 3. Okay. Walking Dead is on there. Okay, you guys got 4. One I never would have expected is Sherlock. Very interesting, I know. Big Bang Theory is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Dexter was on the list.
Mm.
How I Met Your Mother
was
on the list.
Uh-huh.
And the very last one is The Office. You guys got 6 out of 10, dude.
Woo!
You guys had some solid guesses here, too. I mean, these are a lot of these shows. I'm pretty happy
with all of those answers. Yeah. They're all like top 20 of all time TV shows as far as views and stuff.
The Sopranos was like on some other list, but I mean, again, I looked it up based on like the amount of ratings, if that makes sense. I tried to do it by popularity, but I was having trouble finding a good list.
I just know that people love that show.
Yeah, I mean, Seinfeld was a great guest, too. I mean, that's, you know...
We're talking numbies?
Yeah.
Did we say... Was Friends on that list?
Yeah. Friends, okay, you guys was, put right? on this list, yeah.
So which were the three that we did not get?
You guys didn't get Dexter. You guys didn't get How I Met Your Mother. You guys didn't get Sherlock, which is I wasn't expecting you guys to get.
Stranger Things.
And then Stranger Things was the other one. I mean, I don't know. I mean, on this particular list, I mean, I think that your list is like a better list than the IMDb list. I mean, because Sopranos and Seinfeld are the two on your list that I'm like, those are probably
they're all time. I'm surprised they're not on there. Those are like top five all time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Sopranos too. I mean, that show was so popular.
Never saw it. I'd like to.
I've never seen it either. I think I've seen the pilot, but I haven't seen like the actual show itself.
I've heard good things about it.
I've heard amazing things about it. I've seen the pilot like three times, and I haven't been able to like continue on.
Have you guys seen the show Boardwalk Empire?
No.
That's another show I would recommend.
Never seen Peaky Blinders, but that looks kind of cool.
You know, I've heard mixed things about Peaky.
I have a coworker that watches that.
Is it still on Netflix?
Yeah.
Did you say it's good?
He likes it.
That's another show that's like highly rated that, or, you know, people tend to like. You know what's another show that people really like that I never really could quite get into, or I tried and just was a Mad Men.
Yeah. I'd like to watch it. I haven't seen it. Do you guys watch The Boys? I've heard that's good. What's your deal?
I just don't think it's that good.
Like, people hype it up though.
Like it's good, but it's not that good. It's not the thing about it, it's not a bingey show for me.
Mm.
Because it's too like gory and just like it, like uncomfortable, and I don't like that.
It looks kind of nasty or raunchy sometimes.
Yeah. Like if that's the kind of content that you like, then you would love The Boys. I mean, because it's right up that alley.
We should do the top 10 manga or anime of all time.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, I don't watch enough anime to have a list like that, but I mean, I think Hunter x Hunter is like the goated anime for me. Have you seen Hunter x Hunter, James?
I saw the first season.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. You definitely need to watch the second one. I don't know. What are you waiting for?
I'm not watching it.
No?
I don't care about anime.
Didn't do it for you or what?
No, I'm just...
What, are you scared you're going to turn into a weeb or something like that? Like, what are you like? Why are you so weird about this? I don't understand.
I'm not going to finish it. I don't care anymore. Like, I don't want to watch it. I have no interest in finishing it.
I mean, I wouldn't even say... okay, look. I would tell you, you don't need to finish it, but you should definitely watch season two.
Okay.
Not going to do it.
Nope. Right. You got it, boss. It's on my list. I mean, I'm way more likely to watch, like, Game of Thrones or something. Even though it has daunting as that is, people are like, oh, it's the best show ever.
Yeah. My cousin, he actually just started it, like, recently.
Yeah.
He's only finished, like, the first season or something like that.
It's probably great when you start out. I heard it ends, like, dog shit.
Heard the last season was a waste of time.
Yeah.
Oh, God. People are such haters, honestly. It's like, they can't just, like, appreciate a good show.
I think hearing that just makes me not want to watch it.
It's so...
Like, I'm not going to waste my time. It's actually
ridiculous that people say that, because that show has by far the best plot and just the twists and turns of the show. It's so unpredictable and so interesting at every aspect of the story that it's so good. But then people don't even know how they want it to finish, but then they're just absolutely convinced that the ending was bad. And it's like, you were set up for failure. Like, you can't just appreciate how it ended. Like,
it's hard to end a TV show, to be fair.
It really is.
Unless you do a miniseries, so you already know how it's going to end, like, right away.
Well, it's also based on a book, so it's like, it's not going to deviate too far from that, if at all. So, like, why? I don't know. I think the criticism of the last... You know, the finale is just...
Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay.
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed Game of Thrones. I mean, it's... James, you would like it. There's no way you wouldn't like it.
I think so. It's the daunting factor. Same thing why I don't watch Sopranos is like... It's like eight fucking seasons.
Well, it's because it's like you're basically watching like 60 movies, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is like what's so daunting about it. Mm-hmm. But man, like Game of Thrones is like the one show is super binge worthy.
Really?
Yeah, like especially in the beginning too. I grinded that in the beginning. But towards the end, yeah, I mean, it can get a little overwhelming.
A show that started off really hot and everyone loved and then again trailed off was Walking Dead. Like when that came out, dude, people were fired up about it.
I never got into it, man.
Me either. I haven't watched it.
Never got into it.
But people were like, you read about it now and people are like, oh, it starts off amazing, so good. And then trails off into
something about zombies. I could give a fuck about zombie plots, dude.
Yeah.
Zombie plots to me are so boring.
Was played out. Didn't Prison Break have a good hold on a lot of people too?
That's a good show.
Prison Break.
First season?
That's another one too where starts off hot.
Just watch the first season. Yeah. So good.
But then you're watching it and you're like, they went to jail again? Like, wasn't the whole point that they got out? Like, because once they got out, it's like, they're just like, oh, we have this gold mine. We're printing money. Like, what are we going to do? It's like, oh, let's throw them back in jail again.
Probably should have been one season. Yeah, once they get out. Or they do like a locked up abroad where they run away to like Mexico and then they get locked up in a Mexican prison.
Or they put them in 60 days in.
The show?
Yeah.
And they're like, if you make it out alive, we'll let you run.
Unbelievable.
Think you could break out of jail?
Absolutely not.
People do.
Do they though? Like how common is it and like where?
People escaped from the Orange County jail like a couple years ago. Like three people snuck out. They just tiptoe.
How's it going?
Don't mind me. I don't know, man. They snuck out.
It's probably... Which Orange County one?
I think it was Theo Lacy.
Theo Lacy, okay.
The main one. Yeah, some dude snuck out.
I would like an update on that.
I'll look it up.
I would like... No, like in terms of like, I would like to know if they found him.
He got out. I think they did. Went to TGI Fridays across the street.
Because that's what I think...
Did some shopping.
That's what I think of with like these, you know, quote-unquote breakouts. It's like, you ain't going that far, brother. Like, no. I would love to know the success story. Like, if you made it out of the country, dude, hats off to you, brother. Like,
most people don't leave the country.
Yeah, I was about to say. They're too dumb. They're just like, oh.
Well, first off, because that means you could probably walk into Mexico. You just can't come back. You know what I mean? Because if you were to come back into the U.S., you're going to need to give an ID. And you better have a fake one. Or otherwise, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, come on. Go ahead on in. We got you. And then they detain you right away until the cops come and pick you up.
I don't see any like if you actually successfully broke out of jail, like the first thing I'm doing is leaving and going to Mexico and finding a way to start a life in Mexico.
But even Mexico has like extradition. They'll extradite you here. You got to leave Mexico. But it's way easier to leave Mexico than the U.S., if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like first you go to Mexico and then go to like
you just keep going South America. Yeah. Keep going south, jump on a boat or something, go across.
Kind of sounds fun, kind of sounds fucking terrible. Okay, in 2016, three inmates escaped from the maximum security unit by climbing through the plumbing pipes and ascending to the roof.
Maximum security?
Damn.
They stole, that's not that maximum.
They stole a utility van and a taxi in Los Angeles, taking the taxi driver hostage, drove to San Jose.
Jeez.
Oh, they were trying to go
to
Canada.
North. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, let's see.
They're trying to go back to Alcatraz? What's going on? They took the longest route to get out of California.
Why would you go north?
Maybe they had a connect or something. I don't know. Wow, I mean, that's pretty impressive. They made it. They got a car and made it up to San Jose. I don't know about you, Rob, but the first thing I'm doing if I get out the pen like that, I'm going straight to In-N-Out, and I'm getting a double-double.
Yeah.
Climbed up plumbing pipes.
So you broke a hole in the wall, I take it?
And they made it to the roof.
How did they get off the roof?
They made it to San Jose.
That is wild. What about the stories of it where, like, the officers are, like, helping people escape
because
they fell in love, and now that dumbass person's also locked up? It's like...
Dude, I heard...
The fuck do you expect?
Yeah, they, like, a lot of them are, like, you know, psychopaths and manipulators that manipulate, like, the guards into, like, thinking they're in love with them. And then like manipulating them into bringing in things and helping them escape and stuff. Pretty crazy. Also, I heard the guards be fucking the prisoners. I swear. I swear.
Are those the people saying, stand up, turn around, don't even wipe?
No. Just saying.
It is wild to hear, and how do you to, think, like, to how know
do you,
that.
How do you think a lot of the contraband gets in?
Fucking guards.
No shit. It's like mostly the guards. It's crazy. And if it's not the guards directly, it's the guards indirectly by allowing the wife to bring shit in to give to the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like directly, whether they're bringing in a cell phone, which is like the best.
No touching.
No touching. You ever see them go live on like Instagram from jail?
It's pretty funny. It's like, what the fuck? They're living a little better than I am.
Yeah, I have seen some like wild jail clips. Like, I'll never forget, like, I saw a clip of like some guy, like he had a fucking like a PC, a microwave, like a stove, like man's was fucking
he's on
like
good behavior. Yeah, dude,
I think he was like six prestige or something like that. I mean, this guy had the fucking setup, like
he's piping the right person.
He had an Alienware monitor. I'm like, dude, bro, like you'd be living better than I am. Like, how the fuck you got all this shit in here?
Yeah, how crazy would it be if he started streaming like his gameplay?
Can you imagine?
On Twitch. He's like live on Twitch. His name's like Inmate 147. That'd be a good streaming channel, actually. That would. You pretend you're an inmate in jail and you're streaming.
That'd be hilarious. Lights out. Have the soundboard with all the
the guards and stuff. Yeah.
I saw a random streaming clip today because Kai Sinatra is doing his like fucking he calls it Mafia-thon, where I basically I don't even fucking know what this guy does. Just does shit that he thinks the community wants. But he was at like some location or whatever, and there was like some reward, I think, if you found him, and somebody found out where he was. And they flew a plane over his streaming location, and it said, and on this like banner, it says Kai Sinat is 5'4". And then it says Mafia-thon 2. So somebody just like trolled him essentially. That's on funny. His own.
Wouldn't you rather get paid?
Yeah,
I don't know. Unless it was Kai that did it and he's pretending like someone else did.
I guess that's always a possibility too with these guys.
And his reaction, what? Are you serious?
5'5". Now, the streamers are crazy, man. All that IRL streaming that people do. There's this one guy I watch where he does, like, you know, you have to pay, like, $100 to do, like, text-to-speech, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll go into, like, a gas station, and then people will text in, like, I have a bomb, and then it'll start, like, playing out loud. It's pretty funny.
I've seen some of those videos. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, I it's just something about that is just so like gives me the chills in a way. To, like, it's really? So cringy.
I can't get behind talking to a camera like that.
Well,
like, especially like by yourself, like the streamers that just do it, like, or the YouTubers that do it by themselves walking through the fucking public, just
that's a vlog.
Yeah, but it turns into a stream eventually.
At least the stream you're talking to, it's like talking on the phone in public. Like,
I'd rather talk to someone.
You pretend like you're FaceTiming, but you're FaceTiming, you know, 10,000 people.
Yeah, I'd rather do that rather than vlogging. Vlogging's a little weird.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, guys? Back at it again with another episode.
Man. That sounds awkward where you're just like, I've seen people do it at like the Spectrum.
Yeah.
For sure. People walking around filming.
Yeah.
I remember people doing like dances, like they'd set up their phone and like fucking dance.
I've seen the ones where they do that and someone steals their phone and takes off running.
That's funny though. What you expect? Conspiracy?
Ooh, big old conspiracy.
Light it up.
Oh, actually, okay. This doesn't even feel like a conspiracy. It feels so true that it doesn't even... That phones listen to you and target ads to you.
Oh, yeah. We all know this.
Doesn't even feel like...
It's legit.
They'd just be doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mia complains about it all the time.
Are we going to act like they don't, like... I mean, I think even, like, they read your text messages and stuff like... And obviously, like, your web browsing and stuff.
But I think they do that trying to make you more willing to buy what you're like talking and thinking about, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah, no, it's all those cookies, man. Because the cookies,
don't accept the cookies.
The cookies, the thing is, we've gone.
But they
over,
don't let you surf.
We've gone over this with the cookies. Like, if you don't accept the cookies, it takes it takes five times as long to figure out how to get rid of the pop up to
just
get
look
out
past,
of it.
Either look past it.
They already got your shit, Rob. Like,
or
they
show
got,
preferences
they got your shit,
and
like,
take that shit away.
Just accept the cookies.
I gotta be honest. I have the fatigue that Blake has too. Yeah. I have the like. I can't. I don't care anymore. I'm too
lazy.
Then
you gotta
just
clear
take,
the
just take my
on.
Cookies. You already have all the information. That's the thing, Rob. If they already have it, then like it doesn't matter if you accept another cookies from another. You know what I mean? Like they already got you. So then if they already got you, then it's like you can just keep accepting every time they got you.
Dude, the worst has to be news websites. It's like impossible to read a news article.
You can't read.
You're just trying to read like one news article.
Yeah.
From like.
You can't do it.
Any fucking tiny newspaper. It doesn't even matter what newspaper it is. I click on it. You scroll 1 millimeter and it goes bing. And it goes like, pay $5 a millennium to use this. And I'm not going to pay it.
Absolutely not.
Fuck you guys.
That's very true.
So annoying.
Yeah, no, the ads are, man, they're tough too. They get you. They know what you like, and the way it was explained to me too is that it's keeping what people don't realize is it's keeping track of everything. So what you don't realize is people that you're communicating with the most frequently, it's keeping track of their interests and finding the overlap and then targeting you with that, and it's like. The people, and especially because it knows your location, if it sees you near your location with them a lot, it's gonna share your interests a lot.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh man, it's they get you.
Well, the best is when it automatically knows where your house is, so like you'll start driving or like where your work is because that's where you spend like the most time.
Oh yeah, no,
I think that's mostly Apple Maps or whatever.
But. Well, yeah, but either way, it's still tracking.
But does Apple sell your information like that? They're notoriously good about like security, Apple and stuff like that.
I don't think they're allowed to.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they do.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not. You're telling me they're the first company ever
maybe
to not break the rules?
Maybe you accepted the cookies that allowed them to do that.
Probably. I probably signed a fucking document that says fucking fuck me in the ass.
There was actually a big judgment recently, and it was like stock news, and it was for Google. So Google actually got ordered by... It was like an official judge ruling that they have to sell off Chrome.
No like, way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Antitrust.
It's just, I think it was just like monopolistic or something like that. I mean, because I don't know. I don't see how. I'm not going to pretend like I know all the details of the lawsuit or why what law they were breaking, whether it's antitrust or anti-competitive or monopoly type laws. But essentially, yeah, I mean, they got told that they're going to have to sell off that particular division. They're not going to be able to own Chrome, which is obviously that's a big deal for a company that brings in a lot of revenue from, you know, search and all of their ad revenue from, you know, search engines. So.
Okay, hear me out. Conspiracy time. Tangential, but it's related.
Let's go.
I was watching videos on like, you know, like these giant companies like BlackRock and stuff like that, like these private equity firms that like, you know, we think we break up, especially in like the early 1900s when we broke up all these monopolies of like Standard Oil, you know, Rockefeller and all these guys that owned the entire industry, basically.
Yeah.
They were forced to divvy it up because it's, you know, anti-competition or whatever. Mm-hmm. So these companies like BlackRock or whatever, they own like large stakes in these companies. So,
yes.
So that's how they basically are monopolizing, like, you know, they'll buy, name a sector or whatever, and they'll buy, you know, the five largest players and buy like 5% of the shares, which ends up becoming like the largest chunk of shares. So via that, they're monopolizing in a different way. It's like,
yeah, that's very interesting to
Isn't
think
that crazy?
Of. I never thought about it like that. I mean, the only thing I would say about that is generally the board, like the direction of a company is largely controlled by really two entities. One, the CEO, but two, the board of directors.
Well, they, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I mean, obviously, depending on the type of shares they're purchasing, like, they might have an influence on the board, but generally speaking, the board picks the CEO, and then the CEO, because of his whole incentive, is to make the company...
It's maximize shareholder wealth.
Exactly. It's like to bring value to the shareholders, and then he gets compensated by shares. So it's like BlackRock, I don't know if they would be able to have that much say in terms of the decisions that the company makes, but having a lot of ownership of a lot of different companies, I'm sure they... I see, to me, what I find more interesting is the whole concept of like algorithmic trading and companies like Citadel that like work in tandem with brokerages, and they can see the order flow of stocks, who like how, what people are buying, what amounts of shares, and being able to like see the spread, and like, if because they're trading through computers, they can buy stock faster than other people, so they basically can profit on like little cents at a time, and they it's essentially manipulating stock. I think that is unbelievably
crazy.
It's super technical, but also it's like, how fucking cheap and unfair is that?
Real quick, I wanted to say, we'll come back to that, that although they only own, like, you know, BlackRock may own 5% of this company, they still, like, have so much sway that they can wine and dine people on the board or whatever. And push their own self-interest via influence. Anyways, it's crazy to think, and not just monopolization, but, like, how much influence these private equity firms have over these giant companies.
Yeah.
Moving back to yours, it is crazy to think that, like, machine learning and AI, like, taking advantage of, like, these price differences, like, arbitrage opportunities, just being, like, instantaneously taken advantage of. How could a human being ever possibly, like, do that?
Yeah. We got no shot.
It's crazy.
The BlackRock case, though, that is very interesting, because it is quite literally, it's just an investment firm. They don't do anything other than buy and sell stock and manage portfolios for other rich people. I mean, that's it.
Have you heard of McKinsey?
No. Is that another firm or what is it?
Have you heard of McKinsey? Consultant?
It's a consulting company.
No.
Which is, of course, the most generic like thing of all time, a consulting company. Anyways, their whole thing is like companies like name whoever hire them to come in and take a look at their books and take a look at their operations and stuff like that. Give them advice, you know, obviously, like, take all their financials and take all that stuff and present them with, like, strategies and ways to move forward and cut this and expand here. Consulting.
Yeah.
But they, because of that, they have all this, like, extra information. I wouldn't say inside, because obviously, like, financial statements are public, but, like,
yeah,
insights on the operations and stuff like that, and how they... A lot of times what they do is they come in and they just cut, like, huge amounts of staff and, like, end up making the product shittier. But in the short term, like, shareholders make more money. Just an interesting company. Yeah. Pretty hated.
So you're saying that, do they capitalize on this intimate information? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
They can use that to, like, you know, use that information against a competitor if they work with the competitor. They can be like, oh, we saw this company do it like this. Maybe you should try that.
Yeah.
It's like an insider that gets shared amongst a homie hopper, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, that is... I mean...
that's a good way to put it.
Hopper, I'm just saying. She got all the inside. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's much more difficult to capitalize on that in that particular situation, but because it's pretty common practice to see companies follow the lead of somebody who, like, carved a new path. If it was successful, then they can just, like, kind of copy it to a degree. A great example is, you know, I feel like Chipotle is kind of like the king, or not necessarily the king, but, like, they really discovered the need for a fast casual restaurant that could serve good, like, high quality food at a reasonable price, that could get orders out quick, and, like, how fast that they expanded. And now you're seeing a company like Cava, who essentially is doing this, has, like, a very, very similar business model, but it's just a different cuisine. And now Cava is starting to see a lot of success. So yeah, I mean,
well, you can change the product, but the process can be exactly the same, basically. Like, you can alter the product and you're still selling a different good or service.
That also goes back to them kind of copying, like, Subway. Quiznos.
As far as assembly line.
Like,
yeah.
Assembly line, yeah, yeah, that's what sure. I mean.
I think there's a difference, though, because both Cava and Chipotle is freshly cooked food, whereas Subway,
yeah, prepackaged.
Subway is more of just running, like, an extremely lean operation and just eking out small margins and offering the most value to your customers, and then having a billion stores and just
well, they make money off franchising. Like, the corporate makes money off the franchisees or what have you.
Can you order a PB&J from Subway?
I wouldn't imagine that they have peanut butter and jelly, honestly.
If you could do that.
I bet they don't have PB&J.
What's the Subway order for you guys?
Turn around and walk out. Go to Jersey Mike's.
Honestly, I'm a Jersey Mike's guy.
You guys are for the past few years. Jersey Mike guys. I can't tell you the last time I went and ordered from a Subway. It's been a while.
I mean, a chicken bacon ranch isn't that bad. Let's be honest.
The BLTs are kind of fun, all right. Or like the turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon?
Like a turkey, lettuce, like a BMT with like, or whatever it is.
Okay, McKenzie is under criminal investigation by the DOJ for its role in advising opioid manufacturers by helping them develop deceptive marketing plans to increase sales of painkillers. That's just one. One thing, but they also consult private companies and they can use that information that's not public.
That's so interesting. Have you guys ever seen any marketing for painkillers?
No, not lately. But in the 90s, it was, I think.
Oh, that makes sense. When they really started. I see.
But again, a big thing was selling to doctors. It was getting doctors to prescribe. So if you can convince the doctor that it's not habit forming,
yeah,
then they're more likely to recommend it to their patients. Which, why the fuck does that exist?
I don't know.
We're the only country in the world that advertises medicine.
It's so backwards here, for sure.
Prescribed medicine, where they like, isn't it crazy? Like, people go to the doctor and they're like, "Oh, I saw an ad for this."
It's crazy to think of. Like, I've definitely seen ads for like Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or like,
what is it? Like Hims and Hers, where you can just like,
yeah,
chat with a doctor online or some bullshit and get your.
Well, like telehealth has been a thing. That's like a legitimate thing.
But he's talking about like DTC. Rogaine and boner pills and then hair loss treatment or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, they're not doing anything new. They're like they're creating like a product line and presenting it to you in a like different way.
Yeah,
really, because you could just call your doctor and get those products probably. But they're doing it like a subscription kind of model, even though you still need a prescription.
I'm sure some doctors don't give a fuck. If you ask for it, they're going to give it to you.
Probably. I mean, to be honest, unless they really see a reason not to, meaning like you have a heart condition and it says like don't take this, then they'll probably be like no.
Yeah.
But if you're like I'm experiencing this, they'll be like, yeah, all right. Seems like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole medical care system is fucked.
Sure is. It's brutal.
I feel like if you're not getting it from your doctors, you're going to get one way or another.
If you're an addict. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's when they had pill farms, like in Florida. They had like all these doctors that would just write in scripts all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I was going to ask you guys, a My Strange Addiction, true or false? And I'm going to present you with a...
That was a good show.
No, it wasn't.
It's good.
That was a good show.
You know, I think me and I, we got through one season of Hoarders.
Oh, it's so hard to watch that.
Both of those are just...
That one's way harder to watch because their lives are in fucking shambles. Someone eating, like, sand is probably functioning okay. The person whose house is filled with, like, rat shit and stuff and they can barely walk, they have a real fucking problem. Like... I think they're on different levels.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
We watched an episode where a person had so much shit upstairs that it was causing structural damage to the house.
Oh, my God.
Dude, just burn that. Just light that bitch up.
At the end of the day, if you're the family member trying to help this person, just burn the house down. Oh, my gosh. What happened? All the shit you had in here.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, is that there probably is going to be a fire eventually that starts.
And then they can't get out, and then they die in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically, the people living there aren't very mobile. So, yeah, that's something that could definitely happen.
Okay, would you rather be addicted to coffee enemas? Can't go a day without multiple. There's more than one person that does this. Multiple coffee enemas a day. Or be the person who puts 12 leeches on his body. That's got to be coffee enema, right?
What is a coffee enema?
Oh, they feed it up your butt?
Yeah, an enema is where you put liquid up your butt.
And that's called a coffee enema?
In this case, yeah, they use coffee.
You just get the pros of the coffee faster going up your butt.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee enema up your butt, or what was the other one?
Be the person who has, like, long fingernails and toenails.
What?
You have long fingernails, like, really long fingers and toenails.
You said leeches on your body.
Oh, I did, huh? Yeah, 12 leeches a day.
12 leeches on your body.
It's gotta be the coffee enema, because I'm not fucking walking around with leeches on me.
I don't want a leech.
I don't really want anything on my butt, though.
Yeah. Too fucking bad.
I don't know. Give me leeches. I don't know.
Those gotta go on your butt, though.
Absolutely not. Nothing's going near my cooter.
There were some weird episodes on that show.
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk about every single one because I might use them for subjects.
Do you remember that one? I'm kidding. What about that one?
Wasn't there an episode where?
Probably was. James, what's your strange addiction?
It ain't strange.
It ain't strange. It's Jergens.
Cranking it silly style ain't strange.
Hey, it's double XP this weekend.
Oh, did you say double XP?
Wait, this one has to be the weirdest. The one eating her husband's ashes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
That should be a crime.
And she, Max was telling me she gets anxious because she's running out.
That should be a crime.
And then I said she should marry another guy, kill him, and then have his ashes. That was just run out of ashes.
You should go to jail for that.
I saw this meme, and it was like, no one would stop. You can't arrest me if I go into PetSmart, buy 6 guinea pigs, and barbecue them.
What the hell has this podcast turned into?
That has to be a crime.
Yeah, animal cruelty. That's borderline cannibalism.
It's dirt. It's dust.
Yeah, I know, but
it's still ashes.
But you're not just eating your husband's ashes.
Whose ashes are you eating?
Everyone else's that are left over in the.
It's flavor. It's like a oven. It's like an iron skillet or whatever. It's got, ooh, all the flavor baked into it.
He didn't taste like this before.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Double XP weekend. Boys are grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Give me them ashes. What?
What? Wait, what was the other option?
The 6 guinea pigs from PetSmart.
Yeah, you have to barbecue 6 guinea pigs and eat them.
You guys are
in the parking lot.
Well, just eat them. You have to name them first.
Yeah, it's pork.
That's his name?
No, like, probably tastes like pork.
Or like a pig?
Yeah.
Or sleep with a hairdryer on.
That sounds so annoying.
Is that their white noise?
Yeah, she puts it on her hand. How would your hand not dry the fuck out? Like, this woman has 200 pairs of shoes. Nowadays, that's not even like that crazy. It's a lot. It's a lot of eating weird shit.
You're gonna blow through them too fast, so.
I know. I'm trying to turn it off. Someone talk about something.
Nope, got nothing.
Jeez. What's your segment? Don't you have a segment now?
Not really.
How was the How was the? Did you guys double? Who doubled up on the T-bell order? Because I remember last time there was three items, but now there's four items this time.
I got two this time.
You got two burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Were you extra hungry?
No, I was regular hungry. Last time I wasn't that hungry.
Oh,
I wasn't that hungry this time, but you can't say no to food.
I see.
That's my problem.
Yeah, the T-bell's just kind of hitting for you guys, huh?
It's on my way here.
Very convenient.
Thought about going to Burger King.
Thought about it.
But that's exactly what's going to happen if I went there.
What's the BK order look like?
Turning around and going to Jersey Mike's. Going to Subway.
Right? Do they still have the chicken fries?
I love the chicken fries.
Dude, the chicken fries, that's kind of nice.
Well, now since they partnered with Walmart, if you have like Walmart Prime or whatever, you get like a discount at Burger King.
Why do you know all this stuff?
Well, I was about to say,
fucking commercial.
This guy knows every single collab, like, done.
It's the commercial.
Walmart X Burger King.
It's one of the commercials pop up when I'm watching TV.
You watch TV?
I was about to say, you watch cable?
Oh.
Hulu.
You don't be working?
I work. I'm all caught up.
Go home.
We're not behind anymore. Now I don't know what to do with my life.
Are you guys going Black Friday? Got your eyes on anything?
That's all cyber.
I think we are
cyber stuff.
I think actually Mia said that she wanted to go Black Friday shopping, so I think we will.
Out in person?
I think so.
Where are you gonna go?
I mean, knowing me, I'm gonna want to go to South Coast.
Mm-hmm. Bougie. Get you some Tom Ford.
Well, that's the thing though. Like,
that's not gonna be on sale.
Like, I already know how I am though. Like, I'm gonna go, but like, I'm probably not buying anything. Like, I just know how I am.
It's fun to go around though,
but. The thing is, like, I kind of look at it as, like, if I actually wanted something, and if it's maybe on sale, then maybe I'll pull the trigger. There's a lot of maybes, but it's, like, at least if I put myself in a situation, I can try and treat myself.
But, yeah, that is a bad way to shop, is to, like, just go out and hope that a deal presents itself. Does that make sense? You should shop via being like, I really need this product, and therefore I'm going to go look for a good deal and buy it. Instead of like, I kind of want this thing, and then I stumble across a good deal. It's like,
yeah. It's one of those things, though. I feel like at our age, it's like, there's nothing that I actually need that I don't have. That's the thing.
That's true.
It really is just if I want to treat myself. And I almost never say yes to like impulse purchases.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the last time I was really impulsive was honestly in Japan. It was like, I was just in Japan. I was like, well, like, I'm never going to be in Japan, so I might as well buy shit. And I made a ton of purchase decisions.
It's not even that impulsive. Again, you're on vacation, so like,
yeah.
I feel like
it's different circumstances.
When you're on vacation, you almost like feel like you need to buy stuff just because
it's part of it.
It's like,
yeah,
I want to splurge a little bit. Like, I'm already here. Like,
it's true.
Yeah.
You're also like, I'm not coming here to be a cheap ass. Like,
I know.
Just like how I, like, you know, at home meal prepping and stuff. It's like, nah, I'm fucking out.
This is supposed
to be like the enjoying, like, spending money. Spending money's fun.
Sucks, but it's fun.
I feel like I don't act. I was about to say, do you enjoy spending money? I feel like every time I swipe that card, I'm like,
It's fun getting new stuff.
It's great getting new stuff.
That's what I mean. That's the spending money part.
Until you check your account the next week and you're like, ugh.
I can't remember the last time I enjoyed spending like something for myself. Like, I actually was like over the moon about a purchase I made. Maybe, you know what it was? I think I was really excited for when I was building my computer. That was probably the last time where I was like legitimately happy. I bought stuff and like when it got here, I was excited.
You weren't fired up on your clubs? On your irons and stuff?
Dude, when I got my driver,
wow,
I was
really
ecstatic.
No.
You were not fired up on your clubs?
No.
They were so fucking expensive.
They were.
Oh my God.
They were. Truth be told, like,
so
I was.
It like
I was,
ruined the joy.
I think, honestly, part of it though is like, I think when it's like really expensive, then you're like, ugh, like.
It's just a gut punch now.
Yeah. It was a lot. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I took them out that day and, like, hit balls, and I was like, hell yeah, but I wasn't, like, over, like, as excited as I was when I got the PC parts, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna build a PC, like, it's gonna be so cool.
Isn't that crazy? And your next one will probably be a pre-built, like.
Yeah. I was actually looking at some monitors today, too. I didn't realize the monitor technology has really come a long way.
What are you rocking now? What's the specs?
My monitor? Oh, man. It's a 27-inch IPS, 1 millisecond, 144 hertz. Yeah.
Okay. 1 millisecond's great. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think that at this point, because now they have like 360 hertz.
That's cool. I mean, dude, what frame rate are you running on Call of Duty?
Well, that's the thing, though. It's like,
you need it?
if you get a 360 hertz monitor, it's like you might as well just like, if you don't have like the 4080 or 4090 or whatever the fuck it is, it's like you're
not going to use it all.
You're not going to use it all
unless you're constantly up in the 300 frames per second. You're not even coming close to using it all.
You said you got a new monitor from the ones that we got during COVID.
Yeah, from Walmart. And it was a really good deal.
Yeah.
You need another monitor? I got you.
The same one I already have?
Yeah.
If I get my Mac Mini, I'll take you up on that.
Okay.
Hey.
Just sitting in my closet. It's a good monitor.
I love that monitor.
I think I have a 31-inch curved monitor.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
I've always considered getting like a curved monitor, but never again. Just one of those items I'm like, I'm never gonna pull the trigger on this. I would like one.
Well, maybe in like 5 years when yours outdated now, that would be like the time to get one.
So is your screen all stretched out the whole time? No, thing,
it's not that curved. It's not like a U in front of me.
It's 32 like, inches. It's not that crazy.
A racing
of a curve.
Simulator from one ear to the other.
It's not like all blurry on the sides. No. I mean, I wouldn't care if it was blurry or curved or not. It just so happens that curved also takes up less width on your desk.
It's true.
I think I need a bigger
desk.
Yeah.
I would love to run two monitors.
Dude, and if you have the IKEA desk, you have the IKEA legs, all you got to do is buy a new desk.
Yeah.
Legs will work.
See, but I have
that desk
like,
is loud as shit, though.
It so really loud. Is, dude.
Drop anything on it, it's fucking loud.
Dude, the desk is low key like such an important part of like the setup.
It's huge.
I didn't cheap out on the desk, and I do not regret my desk at all.
I love my desk.
Well, plus, you're mouse and keyboard, so you're constantly on your desk. Like, when I game, my hands aren't on my desk.
Yeah.
My hands are, like, under.
The worst is putting your phone on there, and you're, like...
So loud.
Setting it down super soft, and I was like...
Do you have a big mouse pad?
I don't have a pad.
Get a big mouse pad. Game changer.
Yeah.
Makes it way quieter.
Well, my phone vibrates on the desk, and I'm like, well... That was loud. I do have a lot of space to my right, where I put all my snacks.
It's a dedicated
snack spot.
Yeah.
You snack with your right hand?
You got a mini fridge there too?
No, I don't. No, I snack with my left hand. Or no, it depends on what I'm doing.
I don't like to have like.
Well, I have a napkin and I like.
Is it slightly damp?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The fuck do you think my white controller is just Cheeto dust everywhere?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Don't be one of those guys.
I'm not. I do have to mute myself every time I eat because I don't want to be crunching, and I'm sure I do crunch every once in a while, but then I forget I'm muted and I'm talking.
Yeah, that's
happening. And I look down, and it's like been a minute or two, and I have to like unmute, say it normal, and it's like not as funny.
There's been times where I'm talking, and I say like three sentences, and no one ever responds to me.
I'm responding.
And I'm like, what is that?
I'm responding.
And then eventually at the end of the game, I'm like, you guys there?
Yeah.
I'm the one responding with my muted fucking headset.
It was actually maybe like a few days ago when I realized that my headphones have like a mute button on them. Mm. Didn't even know.
So you read the manual?
No, I just figured it out on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's like on a button. Mine's on my controller.
Mine's behind my left ear.
Yeah.
Just clicking. All right, let's wrap it.
Let's wrap it.
Yeah.
81.
Episode 81 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. We'll see y'all next week. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
Peace.
Peace.